told y'all not to worry about nothing. I told you. I said we're gonna be fine. Baker look good. Freddie,
do you want to go home?
Freddie adjusted
He's obviously got
this. Man, I told you. What's up, y'all? That's Kellen Conley.
That's Anthony Sellers.
And that's Eric Jordan.
And this is
Browns in our blood.
Way to go, Brownies. Way to beat the Ravens, baby. Way to beat the Ravens.
Season 3, episode 6.
Yes.
Number 1, AFC North.
Episode 49 in a series. Regular 49th regular season episode. So, guys.
Are we going to do anything special for the 50th?
We got to plan something because it's next week.
We're doing something special right now.
We'll get a balloon.
We're shooting in famous Cooper's Rock.
This is Cooper's Rock,
West Virginia.
Yeah. Slide out real quick.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, get out of the picture.
Get a view.
I'm going to definitely get some B-shot, B-roll, and cut through it. Yeah.
The Browns with a big win. Now 2-2 over the hated Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore this past Sunday. Anthony. This guy's talking a lot already. Anthony, what are your thoughts on the game, man?
I loved the second half. Everything that Nick Chubb did, I was a fan of. I was ready for it. You saw it coming. We talked about it last week, too.
Yes, we did.
It was on the verge, on the cusp, and then it happened. So, me personally, I absolutely love that. I also liked the fact that the defense really kind of held Lamar in check.
Something that hadn't really been done this season.
I mean, they got their numbers running, you know, with that whole three-headed, four-headed monster they have, attack-wise. I mean, they still got their numbers, but Lamar was held in check, and there wasn't no big splash plays from the passing game either.
There was no Brown connection this week. That was like in week
or
one.
Willie Snead.
Yeah, Willie Snead.
Couldn't get behind us.
Nope.
And we didn't even have our number ones out there.
No, yeah. That's what's awesome. The thing about that, though, Kerry and Mitchell. Mitchell was starting last year, and Kerry was the main third cornerback. So I mean, they had a lot. It's not like they're inexperienced.
Right.
Yeah. They were the veterans of the secondary, anyways.
Right.
So I mean, I'm kind of not surprised that they played well because they've done it. They did it last year, and they're doing it again now. So
true.
Carrying over what they're already building on. So Eric, would you like to say something about this game?
Would I? First, I want to say, I just love the way it started out. We win the coin toss, and what do most teams do? They defer.
Right.
But nah, we say we're not scared of you, boy. Bring it on, L. Bring it on, LJ. Bring it on, LJ. And we let them know we ain't scared. We're going to do it. We're going to punch you in the mouth AFC North style. That's what we're going to do. Baker looked great. I love what Freddie came up with. Quick, short, like really got the ball out really quick. That looked great. What made everything work was Chubbs. Was the working of Chubbs. And the way we used Odell as a decoy, it's
Landry balled out.
About the coin toss, though, I really wonder if that was kind of a message from Kitchens to try to help get the offense going early, just try to get a quick start, fast start, because where they haven't been playing well in those other games where nothing, like they just, the timing was off and things like that, the rhythm was off. I wonder if that was part of the thing to try to get into rhythm and take that, just get the first little jab out against, you know, the Ravens and send the vote of confidence to the offense in general.
Definitely. And also, you know, everybody's scared of Baltimore's D. Everybody's scared of Baltimore D. But we weren't. Obviously we weren't. 40-25, we were not scared. I think us, the way we used Odell, it just lets you show the maturity of Odell and how we're going to use it. And it wouldn't work nowhere else, I don't think. It's because his boy ate. Juice ate. That's why this whole thing is going to work so well. I mean, just that's all you heard. I don't know if y'all saw any of the pregame and the announcers talking about how they met Odell. And he's just so more mature. That's a common theme and narrative that you hear about when they talk about Odell now. He just seems more mature. He wants to help. It's because his boy Juice is there. He believes in it. He believes in this. Like the one we lost last week, you know, to the Rams. And we held a good Rams team. A good Rams team. To what, 20 points? Was it 20 points?
Yep.
Man, that was a sign right there. But it's because his boy. And you saw that? Juice ate. Juice went off. 8 receptions. 167. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. But the way, like we said, we've been talking about it the whole time up here. We wanted more Chubbs. We got more Chubbs.
You certainly did.
Oh, man. What, 165? 3 TDs?
Yes.
I had them in 3 fantasy leagues.
And I took them out of my FanDuel lineup. And put in Ingram.
Doink.
First game that the Browns have ever had a 300-yard passer, 150-yard receiver, 150-yard rusher in
ever?
A game. Ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ever.
Sheesh.
Ever.
So,
ever.
Be remiss if we didn't mention that.
Yes, it would.
Because Baker ended with, what, 342?
Juice, 8 receptions, 167. Baker, 20 for 30, 342, 1 TD, 1 interception. Chubbs, 20 carries, 165, 3 TDs. So that's a beautiful thing. Beautiful. That's all great and gravy. But the star of the show, the star of our show, and will be always the star of our show, is the defense. The defense is what makes all this work.
Who was the MVP this week? Nick Chubb or Joe Schobert?
We gotta go Chubb. You can't overlook 3 TDs.
I just wanted to see where you go, because you're always very high on Schobert.
I am.
That I'm a hater on him.
I am.
Because, you know, he always plays well for us.
Yes.
But he also has 17 total tackles.
Damn.
Yeah, 17 total tackles. Oof. The defense in total have 4 sacks. And then, 3 takeaways?
Defense, 4 sacks, 2 interceptions. Held Lamar 24 for 34. Held him with 247 yards. He had 6 rushes for 66 yards. Let's put it this way for that you know what kind of defense we're dealing with. Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, Mark Ingram, Lamar Jackson, all under 100 yards. All under 100 yards. The D is special. The D is special.
I think the defense is special.
Yeah.
Schobert is third in the league in total tackles, too.
Yes.
Third in the NFL in total tackles this year. He's on a Pro Bowl, taking that Pro Bowl level.
Weren't y'all worried he was going to get cut?
No.
Or traded or something?
No, I wasn't. I thought one of y'all mentioned. People that talked about it. Okay. But.
And when I did hear talk, I heard Kirksey. I heard Kirksey over. I didn't ever really hear
I was like, yeah. Gotcha. I mean, there were some people talking about some fans that were wanting, they don't like Schobert for some reason, but. Pro Bowl year 2 years ago. Probably could have been in Pro Bowl last year if he doesn't get injured and spends time away.
Right.
And then now he's on another Pro Bowl level. I don't see why people hate on him so much. But
not
that's
this
just
show.
Me.
Not this
yeah,
show.
Not here.
Yeah. We are Pro Joe. Pro Joe here. Yes. But yeah, that's my thoughts on the game last week.
Okay. So you guys are at 500 now.
Yes.
You got a game on Monday night football.
Don't say 500. Say
more importantly, we're first in the division.
Number 1 AFC North. That's what you say first. You don't say we 500. You say we number 1 in the division, bruh.
You guys are number 1 in AFC North.
Thank you. Yeah, let's say it with your chest.
You guys are number 1 in AFC North. Ow. So, 500, 2-2 is your record.
Right.
Heading to San Francisco Monday night for your second Monday night football game already this year. How y'all feeling about this game? Because I'll tell you a little fact I found out. 26 years ago, guys, you guys beat the 49ers on Monday night football in 1993. And Bernie Kosar's last game as a starter before he got benched for Vinny Testaverde.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Fact,
who was your coach in 1993?
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick benched Kosar at halftime against the Raiders, ironically enough. Put Testaverde in.
For real?
Yes.
Wow.
Put Testaverde in, and then you guys came from behind and beat the Raiders in 93. I mean,
it's not like it was a bad move, because Testaverde had a good career overall.
Welcome to old school Browns in our blood.
Yes.
But, yeah, funny thing, hitting San Francisco, undefeated Niners, Monday Night Football. Anthony, thoughts about this week, man?
Go first.
49ers are fugazi. It's not real. It's not real. Give me the 3 wins. Come on, give it to me. Bucks, Bengals, Steelers.
Wait. I didn't know you had it.
Don't hate on the Bucks, man. They've been putting out some offense this year. Come on, man. And I'm taking up for you, Gene.
Buck, what you heard. I hear you. I'm not trying to, but come on. It's like Bucks, Bengals, Steelers. Fugazi. They're not real.
So you're already saying that the Steelers are.
Oh, man.
I agree with you about the Bengals for sure, but Steelers, as we talked about on the way here, Steelers defense is real.
Yeah, Steelers defense is real. Yeah. Steelers defense is real.
So, and plus, Bengals gave them a shot of confidence last night.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know. I think we got to find a way to contain George Kittle because he's been pretty active for him this year.
The tight ends have always been weakest for us.
Yeah, so there's got to be something to do with that. And I think Schobert, you know, even though he's good, like, good with getting in on tackles and stuff, he's decent in coverage. Got to find a way to, but, like, to alleviate Kittle, though, because he has, I think, 21 receptions on the year or something already. He's a vital part of their offense.
Yeah, but that's it, really, it for receiving. I mean, Marcus Goodwin, Pettis, they don't scare me. They just
Garoppolo
don't.
Doesn't scare you?
Garoppolo doesn't scare me. No, he doesn't. Now, any team with Richard Sherman and Bosa on it, yeah. But the way we just got too many options. I tell you what scares me more about next week than the 49ers is if Landry can't play because of concussion.
But we are getting Antonio Callaway back this week.
That's true.
I know you're a big Antonio fan, and I see the potential for Antonio, but
I'm just saying he's coming back. I think he has a lot of upside, and he has playmaker ability.
Yes,
which you love. He has that Josh Gordon-esque ability.
He does. But I think he's really going to eat with the combination of both Odell.
And, oh yeah.
Now does Rashard come back?
I don't know.
See,
he might be back this week, but I think he's iffy.
That's the only like thing I have a problem with if Landry's not there, because then they get the key in on Odell. Yeah.
Well, that's fine because you saw how it worked this week. Yeah. Baltimore's defense kept shading. They were doubling and shading the safety over to Odell's side of the field, no matter where he was on the field.
Right.
And if San Francisco's going to do that,
ooh, I just got right into my face, just pop. Hit me too. Y'all should have seen it coming to my.
This is
right
what
here,
happens like, when we go out in real nature, ladies and gentlemen.
If San Francisco does the same thing, to try to get back on topic here. You know, there's going to be players that are going to end up feasting. You know, Ricky Seals-Jones did and like played pretty well. Jarvis played well. Once he went down, Ratley was playing decent.
That boy needs to be a lot more consistent, man. That pass from Odell, he should have caught that pass. And then that gives our star.
That play still opened things up, though. Because,
it did. But there was a couple catches he needs to catch, man. He needs to catch. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we just saying Landry stepped up ain't enough. Because Landry is a Pro Bowl player. Right. You know, he shows up. We know he shows up. Players, especially on Monday night, players are always up. But you know what I do believe in? I believe in first game back. I believe in first game back hype. Like I used to do this with hoop all the time. My first game back from hoop, I always went off. And then, you know, got back to reality. So
level like, things out.
I could see that happening for Callaway, especially on Monday Night Football. You know what I'm saying? So, but if we got Jarvis back.
And I think, too, with the game that Chubb just had, the way that all that stuff happened, they're going to try to key in on that, too.
Yeah.
So. I think their two main concerns are going to be taking away Odell and Nick Chubb.
You know, that's the best thing about this offense right now, because it's like if you're a coordinator, defensive coordinator, you got like, all right, pick my poison. What's the poison? You know, it's like, where am I going to key in at? It's just too much to deal with. And let's also not overlook the return of Chris Hubbard on the O-line. That was big. That was huge. You know,
Baker had time.
Yeah. Kush, you got to stop getting the penalties, bro. but
penalties are way better though this week.
Yeah.
Compared to the last couple weeks.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But so, honestly, I see another blowout. Honestly, I see another blowout on Monday Night Football.
Right into it.
I see another blowout.
Another blowout. So blowing out the 49ers on Monday Night Football. And
I think it's going to be a little bit closer. I'm more of the like the 24-20, 21-17 type kind of game that I'm seeing. Maybe a 28-24, 28-25, something that's close. It's going to be within a possession, I think.
Tell you now, if you're playing fantasy, grab Robbie Gould. Or is it Gould?
It's Gould.
Gould. Grab him. That's who's going to be their high points right there. They ain't seen the end zone. They not seeing the end zone.
So W.
Yes.
I'm also saying W. because just like I said, I'm going to get in the camera's face. I said y'all start slow, and now look at y'all. Look at y'all.
No, you said you said we're going to be beat by Baltimore,
I wasn't here. I wasn't here.
No, you predict. What was the game he predicted we would we lost?
I said we would lose the Jets game.
You said we lost the
before
Jets.
Before Darnold got mono.
But
1-2, I called it, and now look at y'all.
I still think we got tempered a little bit because, you know, San Francisco is, even though it might have been fugazi, they still are undefeated. Then you got Seattle after that. Then you got the bye week, and then you got the Patriots. And the Patriots are undefeated too. So you still got to temper expectations a little bit and keep them down.
If you navigate through
and it still end at 4-4, the division, like the way we end with all of our division games, I think we'll end up be fine. Because we're going to click on those and probably win.
This is where the climb starts.
Yeah.
We're going to win a division. We're going to win the division. It's going to happen, y'all. It's going to happen.
So, for those of you out there who's going to grab Robbie Gould, we have a FanDuel League.
Except you can't use kickers in FanDuel anymore.
Oh, there's no more kickers. But if you're playing season-long fantasy, you can play in the Browns in Our Blood season-long football league. The link's in the description. And guess who won last week? That guy. Guess who was fourth? This guy. And guess, come back, Eric. Come back into the shot. Guess who was in dead last where I was the week before? Eric Jordan, your reigning, defending, undisputed champion of the world, was last. What happened? What happened out there?
You're going to have bad days.
Okay.
You're going to have bad days.
You going to Belichick me right now?
We're going to have bad days.
Okay. Anthony, what thoughts on the win?
I will be back.
It was great. It's great to get back out there and be on top.
All right, man. So that's how it's done.
Yeah.
Join FanDuel.
Yes.
Only two people had love for Browns players this week.
It wasn't me because I took Chubb out of my lineup.
Nope. I had Nick Chubb.
I had three Ravens.
And Johnny Harmonic, I think, had Baker.
Oh, wow.
He did have Baker.
Yeah.
Johnny went Baker.
Well, I didn't have him in the FanDuel League. I had Chubbs in my other leagues.
Those leagues don't count.
Well, look, guys, if you want to play with us, the link is in the description.
Play FanDuel.
If you want to play with us in FanDuel, pause.
If you want to play FanDuel with us, the link's in the description.
Link's in the description box.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, who's new member? Who's the new member?
Lane.
Came in second.
Lemon on the Edge. Lane. My buddy Lane.
We gave him some false hope at the beginning.
You gave him false hope.
Yeah, yeah.
Came back.
I was all right with it once I knew that I had a lot more 4 o'clock players than him.
Right.
I was like, I'm in striking distance. We'll be good.
I hit him with that late course though.
Knock him back down to reality.
Because he was all like, all right, everybody gonna be mad that I came in and won, and I was like, not so fast, my friend. It was awesome. So, you are watching this wonderful show, Browns on Our Blood, on Muscle Lung Sound Vision on YouTube. And if you want to get all the content from Monster Lung Sound Vision, all you got to do is subscribe, and then you won't miss anything from Monster Lung Sound Vision. You won't miss Browns in Our Blood. And make sure you're commenting, because we love the comments. We will get in there, and we will talk to you.
Love to talk football with you guys.
Love to talk football.
It's awesome. We have a great time.
Everybody who watches and comments, and a lot of consistent viewers coming back for season 3, so we appreciate that.
Yes.
Hit that bell. And when you do, you won't ever miss an upload from Muscle Lung Sound Vision.
Right.
And then, if you go to hyphenpodcastgroup.com, a Morgantown, West Virginia-based podcast collective bringing great podcasts to the people.
That's his podcast.
You will never miss an episode of Browns in Our Blood in audio form.
Right.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Simple. Subscribe,
like
comment,
that.
All that stuff. So, week 5.
Week 5.
Going to San Francisco Monday night. Anthony, how you feeling?
Feeling good.
E, how you feeling?
He's feeling good too.
Number one, we come a long way. That's Anthony Sellers.
That's Kellen Conley.
And that's Eric Jordan.
And this is
Browns in Our Blood.
Let's go, Brownies. Let's
Raiders
go.
Are 502.
Are ya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Look, I don't have much time, all right? So let me just say something real quick. My name is EG, and I am the host of two shows that are part of the Hyphen Podcast Group. The first show is called Catch the Show. It's a show where I talk about music-related news and pop culture, upcoming tours that you may want to catch shows of, and I tell you about a show that I caught. because it's the number one concert review podcast in the world, and I've reviewed shows from Beyonce to Kendrick Lamar to even the Backstreet Boys. So yeah, that's Catch the Show. The other show is called The Underground Monster. Slightly different kind of show, but still music related. It's where I cover basically underground independent hip-hop, horrorcore, and the juggalo culture. So yeah, if you're interested in either one, go to hyphenpodcastgroup.com and or go to your favorite podcast platform and just search for them and hit that subscribe button, okay? Got that? Cool. Now let's get you back to the show you were originally listening to.
My daddy's podcast is called Hyphenation. It's the world's greatest podcast. Barack Obama proof. On Hyphenation, my daddy talks about all kinds of cool things. And sometimes I'm on the podcast too. Sometimes he has his friend Marcus on. Sometimes he stays up really late and he's tired the next day. But it's worth it. But he loves his podcast and I love his podcast. So I really want you to listen to Hyphenation so daddy doesn't get sad. He really doesn't get sad though because he has me. All right, please listen to Hyphenation. Thanks, y'all. I love the podcast, so please, please, please try to join. But if you know him.
Perfect. Thank you.
Can we hear it now?
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
They're the bestest. I'm getting paid at exposure.